Blog Talk Radio.
Come back into your homes again. I'm excited at all times. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I just want to glorify God. broadcast, and this has been a wonderful day for me. Amen. Tomorrow, amen, I'm supposed to wake up with snow, and I just enjoy the snow. I love it so much. Amen, and I praise God for even the snow. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, we are in the end time, amen, and I always come out with what God is saying, amen, and in reference to how the body, amen, is supposed to be kept, amen. And he has literally given me instructions, amen, concerning our livelihood. You know, God is concerned with the total man. He's just not concerned, amen, with your sicknesses or your finances or, amen, your car, whatever. But he's concerned with the whole scenario of your life. He said he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. And everything that falls, amen, up under him, amen, he's concerned about it. For he has, from the very beginning, called us forth for purpose so that he might be glorified. And he loves us with an everlasting love. But then, on the other hand, we have an enemy that has, from the beginning of creation, caused much suffering and problems to God's people. And in order to make what Satan has made wrong right, amen, concerning the body of Christ, amen, God, amen, Son, Jesus Christ is soon to come. And we literally, amen, haven't made ourselves ready. In, I think it was November of 2008, God had given me a dream and told me, he said, you know, he cried out for his people because his people haven't made themselves ready, amen, for end time and what's getting ready to come upon the earth realm. They think that, amen, it won't happen, amen, in their time. So they're leaving it up for the future and the children that are coming in the future. But God wants you to understand, saints, that it can happen any time, any moment. Amen. It's no limitations to God. Amen. The only thing God will follow through is his will. So we as the body of Christ are in a dilemma. We're in a state, amen, of nothing but problems that are going to come up on the earth in a few, amen, days, weeks, years, however time is going to come. I can't give you the exact time, amen, that all of these issues are going to come. But he told me to give you a word, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Last month, amen, concerning the land of Goshen. There's a land of Goshen for us. Amen. So if we haven't made ourselves ready, it's time for you to listen to a prophetic word, amen, from the Lord, because the Lord has given instructions to the body of Christ so that when these end times come, you won't be left out. Amen. As I always do, I start off with a thought, amen, for us to meditate upon, amen, and it's coming out of the book of Psalms 61, and it says, hear my cry, O God, and attend unto my prayer. For the end of the earth will I, amen, cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed within me, thank you, Jesus, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. Amen. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years, amen, as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So will I sing praises unto thy name forever, that I might daily perform my vows. Amen. We need to meditate upon God's word. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And We thank God for his grace and mercy and for his son, Jesus Christ, and his death. Amen. Burial, resurrection, amen, blood, and is sitting on the right-hand side of Father God, amen, even today, making intercession for us. Father, as we go on, amen, in this life, amen, in our daily journey, amen, and we are literally crying out and asking you, Lord God, amen, to move by your spirit, amen, to continue to touch lives all over the land and let them know that God, amen, you are the God that created life, amen, and you are the life-giving force, amen, that keeps us so that we won't perish, amen. You are the one, amen, God that created the heavens and earth, amen, and that, amen, Lord, literally, amen, caused, amen, the waters to stay in their position. So I'm asking you, Lord God, in these troubled days and in these troubled times, amen, Lord God, amen, we know that vain is the help of man. And so, God, we turn unto you who, amen, we have learned to trust and believe in. Amen. We turn unto you, Father God, who has poured out your heart and your love for the people that you gave your only begotten son. And Father God, I'm asking you, Lord God, amen, in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Jesus, for you told us whatever we asked in your son's name, that what you do. Lord God, I'm asking you, Lord God, to heal those that have all manner of sickness in their bodies. Lord God, turn that wayward daughter and son around. Lord God, purge us with his sop and wash us white as snow. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I ask you, Lord God, to move by your spirit today. And Lord God, you get the glory out of this word. And you let the people know that God, amen, that you are concerned about souls in these last and evil days. And because we are in global recession and the economy is on a downswing, that doesn't mean that you, amen, can not stop, amen, 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 and heal and bless your people. For you said, Lord God, in your word, Lord God, to hurt not the oil and the wine. So I'm calling on you today, God. Lord God, would you deliver us and keep us and hear my prayer? Would you, Lord God, destroy, amen, Lord God, the works of Satan from around your people? And Lord God, amen, if you hear my supplication today, Lord God, I give you the glory and all the honor in the name of Jesus. For our enemy, Lord God, has persecuted our souls and did everything that he could do concerning, amen, your will. But, Lord God, we know, God, through you, we live and move and have our beings. Lord God, somebody is in trouble and going to prison, Lord God, and they weren't the one that caused the issue. But, God, you can be that judge, amen, and that lawyer. You can be that doctor, Lord God, in a sick room. Lord God, you can be that pastor and Lord God, for those that are on their dying bed. My God, you can be the one that God calls drugs, amen, and the demons that follow those people, Lord God, to literally, amen, get out of their bodies. So I'm asking you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to hear my prayer today. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord God, deliver your people in Jesus' name. Lord God, teach us to do your will. And Lord God, teach us in the right pathway to walk. Because we need you, Lord God. Quicken our spirits tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. Because trouble is on the horizon. And we need you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We can't do nothing without you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise and bless your holy name. Lord, I give you praise. (Clears throat) Amen. I give you praise, God. All the honor and all the glory. You know, the Bible said no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And anything that the enemy try to do to us, amen, he is literally overthrown. So we need the Lord, God Almighty, to step in, amen, in Jesus' name, and begin to destroy, amen, what Satan is trying to build up. In Jesus' name we pray. So I just praise God, amen, and ask him to continue to move by his spirit. Because, amen, what the enemy is trying to do, he won't succeed. But Jesus said he would never leave us nor forsake us. I want you to listen to this.
To your wisdom, there is no end. Oh, for you alone, my God. You are God alone. Your mercy is everlasting. Your truth is here always. You are he who was and is to come. Who is he that can number your days? You plucked the sun to burning space, and the night moon found light for days.
Power to the King. Is eternal. Power to the King. Is eternal. Power to the King.
God, saints. Amen. I give God the glory. Amen. I want to speak to you on the famine, amen, that is in the land, amen, and we are in global recession, amen, and I told you, amen, what God said about, amen, the land of Goshen for the saints, amen, and he's a God that is a God of his word. I love him very much, amen, and I respect him highly, amen. A lot of us are still in our state of believing that, oh, it won't come in our time, or I'll leave it to my children or grandchildren, whoever it comes, amen, and I haven't made preparations for their future. A lot of us still living in apartments. A lot of us haven't even sought to try to purchase land. We haven't sought to try to do anything to save and accumulate things that's going to be able to be passed on from generation to generation. Abraham left an inheritance, amen, for his family. And one of the things that God made sure that Abraham had, amen, land and provisions. Like I said earlier, God is not a God that's going to take care of one portion of your life and not allow all of your livelihood to be taken care of. He's a caring God, amen. He's a forgiving God, amen. And he's a God, amen, of plenty. He say, like he said, he owned a cattle of 1,000 hills, amen. And if he was hungry, he wouldn't ask us anything. But he, in return, said he was our provider. He's El Shaddai, amen, our provider. So we as the body of Christ need to know this is, amen, a time for us to be able to accumulate because he's getting ready to bless us. As we look at famine in the land today in a reference to the global economy, worldwide famine is caused by a large amount of scarcity where a nation cannot produce the right amount of foods. Modernization and technology is behind. And the earth resources will not produce, and don't forget about, amen, sin. Amen. Sin is the greatest cause of famine. When Satan deceived Adam, one of the very things that happened in the land was, amen, that God literally cursed the land. And one of the things that is happening today, amen, whenever you look at life and what is going on, amen, as far as from the beginning of creation all the way through, then we can see that the Bible clearly said that there has always been famines in land. Amen. And famines, amen, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, are a lack of scarcity in the land as far as food resources are concerned. Amen. The economy began to, you know how, you try to put something into, like I said, like a coin machine, and you put that quarter in, and it will reject that quarter because it doesn't take quarters. Amen. It takes nickels, and so it rejects it. It won't allow it to go in. Well, after the land has been mistreated for so long, amen, God literally allows a famine to come in so that the land can really, what it does is it gets a rest, for one thing, and it begins to replenish itself. God has said from the very beginning of creation when he had literally told, throughout the years when Moses came on the scene, he told and had literally given Moses laws on how we should treat the land. Amen. And we have abused the land. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We have global warming. We have all kind of issues that are in the land. Amen. And then what Satan has done to the people, there's a lot of bloodshed in the land of black people, white people, all races of people. There's a lot of abuse. There's a lot of sin in the land. And so God has to allow this to show the people, amen, that his will is God, and his will must be done, and that he is God, amen, and he's a sovereign God, amen. So most third world countries are impoverished because of lack of technology. Over in Africa, in Haiti, and around over there. Those lands are really, really going through a lot of famine. Amen. And a lot of it is bloodshed, sin, all kind of stuff that they have literally done, being voodoo, witch doctors, and all that kind of stuff. Amen. That they did. Amen. And was passed on from generation to generation. Amen. And so God had to literally, amen, allow the land, amen, not to produce. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. There have been times, amen, that the method, amen, that people have tried to use, amen, to make things right in the land as far as production of food and crops and stuff like that are concerned, they could not make it right because of the various issues that they had done, amen, throughout the generations. And thank you, Jesus. Civilization in other countries outgrow, amen, the land itself, and they cannot compete with the market, amen, and the commerce as far as international trade, as far as import and export, because they don't have it. So that land is really, amen, in famine. Their economy is not boosted. Foreign trade does not exist. Or in their communication, amen, they don't have the proper technology enough to go in, amen, and the modernization to go in and improve anything as far as that is concerned. Today, because of the population, amen, and what has happened is overpopulation and sin in the world, God, amen, he is literally taking, amen, another look at what's going on, and he has literally made his final decision, amen, and it has been written in the book, amen, the Bible, amen, amen, in order to overthrow Satan and his wickedness and his government from the beginning of creation and all the way through of where we are today. He's literally, amen, going to stop the will of Satan by causing Jesus to come back on the scene, amen, and get his people, amen. Thank you, Jesus. We understand that Satan, amen, is going to cause an Antichrist, amen, to come on the scene. There are two Antichrists, I told you about them, the Father and Son. And when they come on the scene, they're going to come in with false religion. And they're going to come in and do all kind of deception in order to cause the people to believe that there is going to be hope, amen, because of famine, because of this recession. But one of the things that I want to speak to you about is famine didn't start today. Famine started, amen, years ago. And one of the times that famine was in existence, if we go to Genesis 12 and 10, was during the time of Father Abraham. Father Abraham had told, amen, God had told Father Abraham that there will be a famine in the land and that Abraham would end up going into Egypt, obeying God so that, amen, he could be blessed. During the time of the famine, he was literally blessed, amen. God increased him. And then he has his son, amen, Isaac, amen. When Isaac came, thank you, Jesus, and into full of age, amen, one of the things that God let Isaac know, praise God, in Genesis 26 and 1, I'm going to get that scripture and read it to you, and then I'm going to have to pick this up again. But Genesis 26 and 1, thank you, Jesus, the Bible say, praise be, Ekeribi Oshad. Praise be, Kalalabo Shad, Ekeribi Oshad, Nadokondarasa. Praise, 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 praise. There was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and I will bless thee, for unto thee and unto thy seeds will I give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. Amen. Isaac literally was given instructions by God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And during the time of famine, amen, God literally, amen, protected Isaac and blessed him. And so when I was telling you about the land of Goshen and what Joseph, amen, had told the people to do, amen, and being the prime minister for Pharaoh, amen, it allowed, amen, the Hebrew nation, amen, to dwell in the land of Goshen, amen, and to live, amen, and be protected, and they were blessed, and they increased during the time of famine. Well, this is what God is doing. God is setting you up for a blessing during the time of famine. Abraham was 175 when he died. Isaac was 40, amen, years when Abraham died, and 60 when Jacob and Esau were born. Amen. And so the famine was 15 years set apart, amen, from Isaac, amen, and his father Abraham. Then the famine in Joseph's time was 430 years later, amen, and God literally told Abraham about the famine and what would happen to his seed, amen, amen, and they would have to go into Egypt, amen. And when they went into Egypt, amen, Joseph, amen, was able to protect Jacob and all of his 11 brothers, amen, because of the famine. So during the famine time, amen, in our lives as Christians, amen, thank you, Jesus, God has set us up for a blessing. And in order to receive the blessing, we have to follow the instructions of God. And I gave you, amen, thank you, Jesus, instruction that is playing on Blog Talk. Amen, thank you, Jesus, on my favorites, amen, and it's been playing for quite some time now, amen, and it's giving you specific instructions, amen, on how to deal with famine, amen, in the time, amen, that we're in today. If you don't lock hold to Jesus Christ, if you don't hold on to Jesus Christ, amen, and follow the instructions, when these situations come, amen, you're going to be left out in the cold, amen, because the enemy is literally going to require you to accept the mark of the beast, or you won't be able to buy or sell, amen, on an international scale. Amen. It's leading to this. I'm not saying it is in our time, but what I am saying is make preparation because God is concerned and he's worried. He came to me in a dream the other night, and he told me, he said, my people are not getting it. They're not understanding that it's getting ready to get bad in this earth realm. They're not understanding that I am God, I'm sovereign, I can help them, but they have to follow instructions. Saints, don't sell your land. If you don't have land, begin to purchase land because God has given you favor. And in that not only that, but you're going to have to literally understand that we're going to have to go back to our own private farming and raising of crops, amen, because, amen, when the Antichrist come on the scene and become in the third or fourth generation, if they're not passed down instructions on how to survive, my God, hallelujah. One of the things that's going to happen is they're going to have to depend on the government that the Antichrist brings. And so we as the body of Christ, amen, thank you, Jesus. He has sent a sign, amen, and he sent two witnesses. And I told you, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abomination of the earth, amen. And in the beginning, Genesis one, these two signs signify that there is a God. Amen. Satan is not a God. He's one of the dirtiest entities, I call him an entity, that has ever entered into the earth realm. He is one of the most cruelest demons I have ever seen anybody have to encounter. He will kill people. He'll put them on drugs. He'll cause all kind of demons, lust demons, to come to them. He'll kill out whole households. Amen. And he'll do everything he can because he hates God. Satan don't love you. When you're out there doing your thing and you think you're in your pleasure, the Bible said, a woman that liveth in pleasure is dead while she let yet live. Amen. So we need to understand that we have somebody that is literally opposing the will of God. And if we don't hold on to what God is saying, amen, then we're going to be, amen, in trouble. Amen. God had told Moses, amen, to tell Pharaoh, amen, that he was going to give him two signs, just like he gave me two signs, amen, of the coming of Jesus Christ. Amen. And these two signs were to show Pharaoh that there is a God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And if he didn't listen to the first sign, amen, I give God the glory, he would listen to the second sign. And then I told you on yesterday, amen, about the signs, thank you, Jesus, that was in the book of Luke, amen, and how Jesus was a sign and Jonah was a sign. Jonah was a sign to Nineveh that if they didn't stop sinning, amen, and repent, amen, that God would literally destroy that city, and it was a great nation. Nineveh was one of the greatest cities there, amen, nation there was, amen, in their time. And then Jesus came on the scene, and he began to minister to us and to tell us about the Father. He spoke about the Father. He spoke about the kingdom. He spoke about how we must get prepared, amen, for the coming, amen, of him again. He spoke about how we must live holy, for holiness without us, no man shall see the king. He showed us, amen, how our spirit man, amen, literally, amen, have to adhere to the will of God because, amen, the flesh was messed up with Adam, amen. We had that old Adamic nature, amen. So Jesus come in on the scene and he birthed forth the last generation, amen, which is the spirit man that worship God in spirit and in truth, amen, and perform the works of God. The spirit performed the works of God, and the soul man believes God. And so we as the body of Christ need to understand that Jesus and Jonah, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, amen, have witnessed, amen. And he has given me two signs, and I just had given them to you. And we as the body of Christ need to believe what the Spirit is saying to the church because, amen, we are headed for disaster. Amen. Those that are not catching on to God, those that's not doing the will of God, those that are still in their mess, amen, those that still don't want God, amen, they're in their lives, amen, they're headed for destruction. And my soul cries out. I have if you can only see what I see and experience, amen, in battle, experience the love of God, amen, and how God's keeping me from the enemy destroying me, then you would literally say, amen, this woman, she have to, amen, be somebody to tell somebody the truth. All I want is the truth. I hate Satan. He's a scum. He's a no-good, dirty dog. Amen, and he has nothing of God in him. Saints, have a great day, and I'll see you on Sunday morning church on a Friday afternoon. God bless you.